I want to thank you all for staying. You must really want to hear this. I'm going to take it as a positive. My name is Mary Jane O'Brien. I'm currently the president of the Massachusetts School Nurse Research Network, and this is a collaborative model for promoting school nurse research. We have been a research network for 10 years now. It started really in 1993 when Massachusetts had education reform, and part of the education reform required that school nurses have bachelor's degrees for entry level. And when that happened, and that was a big push by the Massachusetts School Nurse Organization, when that happened, people were really happy, school nurses were really happy, because we knew that was step one to getting people to recognize the important work that school nurses do under the public health model. So as I said, my name is Mary Jane O'Brien. I've been a school nurse for 23 years. I was to present today with Joyce Pulcini, who was the former president of the Massachusetts School Nurse Research Network, and unfortunately she was a professor at Boston University and has moved to the Washington, D.C. area and was not able to come here today. I have no financial relationships or anything else to disclose. So the Massachusetts School Nurse Research Network started in earnest in 2003, but prior to that we had lots of preliminary meetings about what a school nurse research network work would look like. And we knew that we wanted to partner with a university, and we knew that we had to partner with public health entity because we are under the umbrella of public health in school nursing. And so I always take a minute to applaud our board, our oversight board members, who are all volunteer, as well as our membership, who are all volunteer. There's no money in this, right? You do it because you love it, and we continue to do it. I loved the opening address. I don't know if all of you were able to attend that, but wasn't it inspiring? We just continued to move. I see nodding heads. Yes, we just continued to move forward. So why did this research network develop? Well, we knew that there was a need for school nurse research to promote evidence-based practice, and that would be a way of integrating clinical expertise with appropriate research findings and then to disseminate and to work on those research findings to improve our care of children in schools. In 2004, there was a convergence then of the Massachusetts School Nurse Organization, which is the arm of the national organization, the National Association of School Nurses, Boston College, because they had research expertise, and the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, because we needed help with infrastructure development. We also needed to be on radar of what grants were available and what key words we needed to use when we were looking for grant funding. I heard earlier today that leadership, right, communication, leadership, and funding for sustainability are the three issues. They're no different for the Mass School Nurse Research Network. So it was a collaborative effort of MSNO, Boston College. I can't stress that enough. In choosing a model of how we were going to practice, how we were going to roll out this research network, we decided that we would become a practice-based research network. This is an outgrowth of ARC, an ARC initiative, and practice-based research networks they primarily are a group of practices primarily providing primary care, and they affiliate with each other in order to explore and study clinical problems, practice patterns, and client outcomes. So what it is a group of usually primary care practices that come together to study a specific research question, because one small practice of maybe 1,000 patients collaborates with other small practices of 1,000 patients, and then you have a larger N, and your research is stronger. So this is the idea behind practice-based research networks. We decided that we should look at that model, and in fact, we embrace that model. So as a practice-based research network, we are comprised of representative collaborative group of over 100 volunteer school nurses across the state. We right now are up to, I think, 109 school nurses, and we also have nurse academicians from the local universities and other interested parties, like people who work at clinics who are looking at our research and wanting to participate in whatever way they can. The mission is to provide students with access to quality school health care, and students need high-quality school nursing care in order for students to attain their full academic potential. So we embraced that. And by embracing this mission and this philosophy, we knew that we had to conduct our own research in order to come up with outcomes that would improve the health of students under our domain. So Mazarin conducts research and uses translational research to support and improve student health outcomes and the efficiency and efficacy of school nurse practice. Just a minute here about effectiveness. We just had a research report about the effectiveness, the value of school nurse practice. And fortunately for Massachusetts, we have data that dates back to these early days of educational reform, because we had a head of the Department of Public Health School Health Unit who embraced school nursing and embraced the data that she knew was needed in order to provide research information and evidence for practice. So because of that, we have a system of school-based delivery models that are similar structure, similar processes, and so we can compare outcomes. There was a health economist in the CDC who was looking at the value of school nursing, and she discovered all of this Massachusetts school nurse data online. She approached Massachusetts school nurses, and right now just finished a research study that proved the value of school nurses. We in public health need to have more studies like this in order to prove our value in this cost-conscious society. So we are lucky in that we have that. We're also lucky that we have a lot of this data that's available online. So we looked at our research priorities as a PBRN, and they're loosely based on the CDC's Comprehensive School Health Program model, but also we wanted to look at, it was very, very important for us to look at cost effectiveness of school nursing care. We wanted to get the word out what we were doing and why what we were doing is important and how it could be done on a shoestring. We are very, very cost effective, as are most public health nurses. So in order to get this off the ground, we needed funding, and we knew that if we could sell ourselves as a research network, we knew how to gain access to data in school. We knew how to get interventions conducted in schools. We knew that. We knew that we had to collaborate. So we had to find funding, and initially we got some support from corporate sponsors, School Health Inc., which sells school nurse supplies to most of the school nurses in Massachusetts, gave us some funding to begin with to help us with our infrastructure. It was funding in terms of resources. They gave us some meeting space. They gave us some food for some of the programs that we had, but it was really great to feel the support from a corporate sponsor. We also got support initially from Boston College. We got space where we could meet. We could use their IRB, which is our hugest support. And we had professors there who had the research expertise that the school nurse did not have. We were BSNs, because by law we have to be BSNs, but we had not conducted research projects on any grand scale. Currently, now, since 10 years in, we have support from Harvard Pilgrim for our meeting space. We meet at one of their facilities. And since inception, Mazarin has relied completely on volunteer efforts of its board volunteer efforts of his members, and then grant funding of specific projects. So let me tell you about how we get people to join. Originally, we required people to take the city NIH participant protection course. We found that was a huge stumbling block for some people, so now we just ask you for a bio sketch. And then if you decide that you want to be part of a research study, you have to then submit proof of certification by either city or NIH in their human participant protection course. Most of the school nurses are from eastern Massachusetts, although we are extending westward, and our newest members are from the western part of the state. We're lucky. We're not South Dakota. We are small, a very small state. Most things are within an hour drive, so we do have our monthly meetings in sort of a central place, and it's an hour for me to drive. I live in Boston, and it's an hour for most people to drive. We recruit oversight board members. We ask people who have specific skills to be part of our board. We say, do you have website development skills? Do you have writing skills? Are you a researcher? We want you on the board because the board meets monthly, and we need to look quickly at grants. We need to look quickly at what the research priorities are, and we need to get the grants out to try and get funding. We operate on a real shoestring. So in the past, we have received grants. These are from the National Association of School Nurses. We have received grants from them around interventions that we've done, like an intervention to increase high school students' compliance with carrying EPI. We've also done mental health, looking at what the concerns of school nurses are in managing the mental health, the behavioral health issues in the school setting. This is huge. 1 in 5 children, right, according to CDC, have mental health issues. You only have to walk into a school nurse's office. I was in work this morning. I got a half a day off to attend this. Yesterday in school, 6-year-old grade 1 child expressed that he had knives and he was going to kill himself. So mental health issues are huge in all school settings, and we know that. So this was an investigative study. We've also done interventions in terms of increasing the numbers of influenza immunizations to school-aged children with chronic health conditions. Also, we looked at school-based peak flow education and monitoring, and we looked at and then this one was not funded, unfortunately, but a national study of school nurse asthma management practice, and that was a combination of NASN-ANF grant. Other grants that we've received are increasing the rate of influenza immunizations, building resistance in children with disabilities, building resilience, and that was around bullying. Boston College gave us a grant around looking at school nurse and systems level factor to improve asthma self-management. And then we have a number of unfunded grants. Doesn't keep us from writing them and trying to get them. The most recent was in 2013. It was a CDC grant as sentinel in influenza outbreaks, and they looked to partner, JSI looked to partner with school nurses on that. Unfortunately, we did not get funding on that. So our biggest challenge, as I alluded to earlier, is our IRB. We continue to use Boston Colleges. We still have a faculty member on our board of directors. The IRB incurs costs. We cannot afford an IRB for Mazarin. But just to make us feel better, NASN cannot afford an IRB. It's a hugely expensive proposition. So if you want to do research, you have to collaborate. You cannot be independent unless you have an independent IRB, which usually puts it out of the reach of most practice-based research networks. Overall, it's a challenging process to submit an IRB, and so it draws a lot of time, money, and personnel from us. Other challenges of establishing a nurse-driven practice-based research network are narrowing down narrowing down the problems that we want to study, we have to juggle a lot of things, grant applications, infrastructure development, and research studies. We have to recruit nurses who are interested in the research studies. We have to provide letters of support. We have to engage principals, superintendents. We need to maintain our database, and we have to have ongoing communication. So again, funding, leadership, and communication. We also need help in with our board members in terms of knowing what their research levels are, because usually it's a board member that takes on the role of the PI, principal investigator. Sometimes it's a school nurse in a school. One of the biggest challenges is three organizations with different culture, different mission, different philosophy, different expectation. That was difficult at the beginning, but we worked it out. And we needed to work things out by providing policies. So now we have policies on things like mentoring school nurses and how to do research, policy on collaborating with other research, and we put down laws that mandates that this is what you have to do if you are collaborating with another researcher. We have a policy around providing continuing education. Our next program will be next week, November 13th, when I'll be presenting the basics of conducting school nurse research. We do this twice a year, and we try to do it in a central location so that school nurses can come out, get some continuing education, and it's all around research, and these are some other topics that we've covered in the past. So the joys of establishing a practice-based research network for school nurses are there's dedication and perseverance of the board members and of the membership. Eagerness of school nurses. School nurses want to do this research. They want the evidence. They want their practice to be high quality. The development of their research skills and translating research into practice, that's been the biggest. We have completed a number of studies. I've listed them here. And we have also presented at various organizations and groups, Sigma Theta Tau, NAPNAP, NASN, and the American Academy of Pediatrics here in Massachusetts. We've had 9 poster presentations. The challenges of conducting school nurse research are, as I said, conducting research in the school setting, where there's a lot of, that's a really problematic. Some school systems have their own IRB process, and you have to go through that. Boston does. But the successes are school nurse developed materials, school nurse contribution to evidence-based practice, and future school nurse studies. So I want to thank you very much. Thank you very much for staying. I really appreciate it. I applaud you all. Thank you.